Barbara Lohrmann represented part of East Central Wisconsin for about 15 years until now Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald defeated her in a Republican primary. Lohrmann was known for being a GOP moderate. She says the governor's plan to curtail collective bargaining for public workers goes too far.
Now, maybe collective bargaining needs to be reviewed and revised and modified, and that's okay. But this is a major policy issue, and it has absolutely nothing to do with a balanced budget.
Lohrmann says it's odd that Walker's plan would not affect police officers and firefighters. Walter John Chilson represented the Wausau area for 24 years and rose to the post of Republican Senate Minority Leader. He says he supports the governor's proposed restrictions on collective bargaining, but might go about them differently.
A separate bill might have been a better issue. I'm not so sure that I would have taken away their collective bargaining rights almost totally the way that he's done.
Chilson says in the 1970s, collective bargaining for teachers was strengthened in return for making teacher strikes illegal. Former Senator Lohrmann says one reason moderate Republican senators today may hesitate to break with Walker and Senator Fitzgerald is political punishment.
They can keep you off of the committees you'd like to be on. They can make it tough for you to fundraise.
Last night, GOP Senator Dale Schultz of Richland Center continued to push his plan to bring back the collective bargaining rights in 2013, but now wants higher pension contributions than the governor is proposing. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.